You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Portfolio Manager and Director at Rand Swiss, Gary Boyson. Good evening, Gary. Lovely to speak to you again. Seems like a very dull day on the markets today. Virtually nothing happening. Resources down, cancelled out by the performance on financials, but nothing really surprising us.
What are you going to say? Resources have been cancelled. I was like, get the memo. Resources under a lot of pressure today, but this is also coming off an incredibly strong run that we saw up specifically in the PGM players, last week. So maybe a little bit of profit taking. You look at something like Glencore. I mean, Glencore was down at 106 last week, bounced all the way back up to 112. So kind of just you're feeling those resources in the range at the moment. Not a lot of the South African news front. So not a lot of corporate announcements. I think all the corporate announcements are going to come from the US later in the week, where we have earnings season kicking off. We kind of came into the day, obviously on the back of the French elections over the weekend. It's added a little bit of, I suppose, concern to markets, just if there is going to be some turmoil in France, if they can't get, it's obviously now it's a hung parliament. So, we're looking at potentially a slightly weaker euro, some turmoil in the bond markets, but probably not as much as we saw in the UK when Liz Truss took over, but people saying that the French bond market could soon start to look like the Italian bond market. So, a little bit of concerns there feeding into markets. We've got the S&P 500 down marginally at the moment. The FTSE also falling. The DAX managed to just scrape positive towards the end of the close. But I suppose in the gainers column, we've got the Rand up or down, depending on which side of the pair you're at, but at around 18.11 at the moment. So looking pretty strong. I think that's just on optimism around the GNU and what we can potentially do. Maybe a little bit of weaker dollar as well after the non-farm payrolls numbers. And the industrials flat. Nothing to write home about there. And financials doing okay. So obviously, anything SA Inc. and our banks certainly are that benefiting from the stronger currency. So we're seeing that up, just under 0.7%.
Gary, let's look at those data points from the US last week. Obviously, as you mentioned, we've got data points coming out this week as well. But the sentiment around the jobs numbers, we saw an indication on Wednesday when the private jobs numbers, the ADP numbers came out, that we could potentially be in for weaker NFP numbers. What we didn't expect, and I certainly didn't expect this, was we got a weaker than expected unemployment rate. We kind of had priced in 4%, but we came in at 4.1. Now, it doesn't seem like a big difference, but it does really suggest that the labor market and the other sectors outside of the Magnificent Seven or the Magnificent Ten or the tech stocks in the US aren't doing as well as we thought they might be.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of what market participants were hoping for. And it really is the story, not just in the ADP numbers and the initial jobless claims numbers, but what a lot of the metrics have been saying to us over the last 2 weeks, that we are starting to see the pain that these higher interest rates are causing feed into the real economy. And we're starting to see it in the data as well. So, as you said, we were expecting it to weaken to 4%, weakened a little bit more than 4%. But as you say, if you look at the actual number, we were expecting around 190,000 jobs to be added. We got 206,000 jobs to be added, so a little above that. But then we had the May payroll figure revised down significantly as well, so saying actually last month was a lot weaker than the market had expected. So, I think it's the right tone, and it's certainly, I think, what the Fed is looking for. Markets, historically do take, at the moment, if I look back over the last couple of months, bad numbers are good numbers. We want to see that the interest rate hikes are working, that it's taming inflation. And as you said, the big number is going to be out later this week. So on Thursday, we're going to get the US inflation print. So if we look at it, if you look at core CPI, we're expecting that to come in at 3.4%. Core CPI, obviously stripping off the more volatile components of the basket, so that kind of looking like it's tracking sideways. But then if you look at headline numbers, that's 3.3% was the previous print. We're expecting around 3.1%, so we are expecting to see a moderation in the headline figures. That's just obviously energy and food prices that move that number around. But still a long way from the Fed's 2% target. So the idea that we're going to get aggressive interest rate cuts quickly that are going to suddenly buoy markets, I don't know if I really buy into that. And markets are looking pretty much priced for perfection. I mean, S&P 500 up almost 17% in US dollars this year so far. So really, really strong performance from the S&P. And I don't know. You get the sense that there could be a wobble coming up here if that inflation print doesn't do what it should, if we don't see inflation coming down and potentially even lower than we expect. But yeah, it's an interesting one because, if I look at the federal funds futures, and I mean, we kind of watch them quite closely, and they give us an indication of the probability that we'll see a rate cut. So currently, the market is still pricing in around a 75% chance of a rate cut come the 18th of September. So if you're a betting person, bet on rate cuts in September. It's also pricing in two rate cuts by the end of the year. So we are looking for easier monetary policy, but at inflation, at a headline inflation rate, the core inflation rate of 3.4%. I don't know if the Fed's going to be able to justify this.
Gary, you said pricing in perfection. Let's look at this, and I don't know, perhaps maybe this might be the wrong time to be asking this, but do you think the Fed should be considering a reality that they might never actually get back to 2%? They might actually have to settle for 2.5, maybe even 2.8%. I mean, they are obviously ambitious towards that 2% target, and they'll do whatever to get to it. But the reality is they put in $2 trillion into an economy. They have been battling with this for the longest time. Should they not be adjusting their own expectations at this point?
Yeah, again, I think it goes back to the saying, don't fight the Fed. If the Fed wants inflation at 2%, the Fed can get inflation to 2%, even if it has to kill the economy totally. So, yes, I mean, I think what the Fed is doing is it's treading a very, very careful line. It doesn't want to do too much in terms of leaving rates high for too long, and then kill the economy totally. I mean, we've already had Jerome Powell saying that against the historical record, he believes that the U.S. can avoid a recession and still bring inflation under control. And I mean, I said price to perfection, but I think you've got to take that in context. It's that's if you're looking at the overall index level, and there's a lot going on beneath that index, and also the Fed doesn't really care too much about what the market's doing. They're very, very much focused on economic data. They've focused on inflation figures and the GDP growth rate rather than where the stock market is going. If they, it's a bit positive for them because it kind of creates a little bit of the wealth effect, but it's not what they're looking at. But when I say markets are priced for perfection, I'm saying that, anything could set these off, but it does really come down to the sector that you're talking about. And really, I think that the issue at the moment is that the rally that we've seen in the S&P 500 is very, very narrow. It's essentially all come from information technology and communication stocks. You take those out of the index, and the index hasn't actually done too well. The overall price earnings ratio of the S&P 500 is around 21 times. So, price 21 times earnings. If you strip off the top 10 shares, you're looking at a P ratio of about 16 and a half times on the S&P 500. So it really is a lot of concentration in the AI stocks. It's the Magnificent Seven that has driven this rally. And as I said, that if we're obviously heading into earnings season, if we see any sort of stumble going to that, we see kind of Jerome Powell is speaking this week as well. If we see any indication of that, you just get the sense that this rally could be a little bit fragile, and that if we don't see it broad into the rest of the S&P 500, and instead you see a little bit of an unwind of some of these multiples in the Magnificent Seven and the kind of highly priced tech stocks, the index investors could be in for I think a rocky ride.
Certainly a rocky time ahead, but you mentioned the numbers that are coming out, and I want to look at that before I let you go, Gary. The earnings season kicks off again on Friday. We kick off with the banks as we usually do. Are you expecting any surprises?
Well, I hope not. When there's surprises, so we've got both JP Morgan and Citigroup reporting on Friday, and they both form core components of our offshore model, and we'll definitely be looking very closely at them going into the reports on Friday. Citigroup we've held from kind of mid 40s, and it was a shorter term position, and we're heading to mid 60s at the moment in a very short period of time. So we'll be looking at Citigroup very, very closely to see whether we want to unwind before this. But yeah, JP Morgan as well, that's a core position in our portfolio. We believe it's essentially the biggest bank in the US, and should be a cornerstone of many people's portfolios. So definitely hoping for no surprises from JP Morgan whatsoever. But I think they're going to be in for a tough time. I really do. It's I think we're seeing it in the underlying economic metrics that the U.S. is slowing down. That said, you know, the banks' high interest rates, they don't face kind of the same endowment effect that the local banks face, but they really have been the place to hide in a higher interest rate environment.
Certainly nice places to hide in a higher interest rate environment. Hopefully the numbers continue to come out positively and we actually get interest rate cuts eventually. We'll leave it at that, Gary. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Gary Boysen, Portfolio Manager and Director at Rand Swiss, joining me to reflect on the market movements throughout today, as well as how we make sense of what's happening in the US.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.